This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is 12:04 here in the studio, and today I'm joined by...
Arvini Viraj.
Audrey Raj.
And our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
We are asking you a question today, and this kind of leads on from our question from yesterday and our topic of yesterday. We were discussing about motivation, and we were talking about what helps you stay motivated during stressful times and when times get tough.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the suggestions was motivational quotes. That's one of the things that comes to mind. But not only that, we were listening to Sheila Singham the other day, and this is what she had to say.
As a leader, at a time like this, I would also send motivational quotes to everyone in the organization. Now, I'm in the business of motivation, but when I receive motivational quotes from people, I automatically feel uplifted. And so don't underestimate, you know, the power of motivational quotes or even a soundbite or a voice recording sent to people. It just makes people feel very included. So as a leader at this time, you really want to be inclusive.
Right. So Sheila feels motivated by motivational quotes when she received them. We thought we'd ask that question. You know, do they actually work for you? And if so, what is your favorite motivational quote? We've had a bunch sent through via Twitter, via WhatsApp, and of course over on Instagram. That's the question that we are running with today. We'll also move down. Story number two is how the hashtag FITSPO movement is backfiring.
Yeah, so still on motivation, but this is about fitness motivation and how it may not be as healthy as it sounds.
Wrapping up with how Luxembourg are starting free public transportation for all.
Mm-hmm. Motivation to take public transport. See how I weave that, in.
That was good, Arv. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what they say, if opportunity doesn't knock, build the door.
Uh-huh.
Is that what they say?
What is even that, right?
So you're building a door?
Exactly. So there are a few things for me that incite rage, like seeing a motivational quote on social media. Now, there's a few reasons why, other than obviously that I feel like I'm a crotchety old man in training. But, you know, there's this whole idea of whether or not they actually work, right? And this is, I've clearly put out what side of the fence I sit on with this. So if you, for a moment, were to Google inspirational quotes, there'll be thousands upon thousands upon thousands of websites out there. So all you do is like you throw over a quote over an image from Unsplash or Pixelbay or whatever, and you can upload that to your Instagram account, and all of a sudden you've created a motivational quote on your Instagram that people might possibly like and share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, I think it's that whole idea of you know, instead of people creating their own art and creating their own quotes and what, they're just borrowing something. It's like that old meme that goes around, and we've seen it a lot. You know, Abraham Lincoln says, don't trust all the quotes that you read on the internet.
Yeah.
Right? And I think, but over the years, there have been things that I've heard, you know, and I'll be honest, there are quotes that I've heard from people or from, even from TV shows,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
or films or whatever. Mm. And they do resonate, but they, for me, they kind of resonate briefly, and I go, oh, that's nice, and that's something that I'll try to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Very few, though, I think, are quotes that stick and stay with you, and you use them as some kind of mantra. I know some people do. I know there are businesses out there that do. They live on these business. They live on these quotes, and they run their business based on these quotes. Now, what about you two? I mean, genuinely, do you find these quotes motivational, or do you just kind of go, oh, another one?
I think, that's my biggest problem with the quotes. Is it the same as you? Because you don't know where the quotes are coming from. And anyone on the internet could, like, pull a quote from wherever, like a calendar or something,
right,
and put it in a picture.
Yeah.
And you think it's true. But motivational quotes don't exactly have a science to them or, like, a logic to them. They don't have to make any sense. They just have to sound like they make sense.
Let me just quickly interrupt you just there.
Uh-huh.
Scientific research, according to Lois V. Brown back in 2007, in the book Psychology psychology of motivation shows that motivational quotes make us feel the same as actually accomplishing something.
Oh. So that's again, that's the thing. So it makes you feel like you're accomplishing. It says it makes you feel like you're accomplishing something. That's exactly what I'm saying. They don't have to mean anything. Mm. Like it doesn't amount to anything at all. You know, that it can come from anyone. It can come from anywhere. And as long as it sounds like it's making you feel like a happier person, or it makes you feel like you can achieve something, then they work. It doesn't have to prove anything. And I think that's my biggest problem with motivational quotes. I know they work for a lot of people, but for me, you know, as someone who in my like early 20s, I went on this like self-help binge because you know you're looking for like direction in life and what to do and stuff. I sort of realized that motivational quotes put a lot of pressure on you, and then they become like contradictions by themselves because they always expect you to be this bubbly, robust, like I can conquer the world, I'm insanely happy 24/7. And if you're not, then you feel like you're committing some kind of a crime. Like it is, you know, there's a defect, like there's something wrong with you if you cannot jive with the motivational quote or the motivational texts where you're not this, you know, this super positive person all the time. And I'm like, I cannot, as you get older, I think you either you're cynical or not, or you sort of just realize that that is not how human beings like operate. And I shouldn't feel bad for not being able to jive with the quote, I guess.
Which is interesting because your favorite quote is not from a human being. It's from
it's from a space frog.
And he says what?
Do or do not, there is no try.
Right.
Which again, it doesn't make any sense.
But, you know, to contradict that, Homer Simpson, again, not a human being, actually said, you tried your best and failed miserably. The lesson is never try.
See, I like that quote.
Yeah. Well, I think you were talking about the origins of the quote, right? But for me, I think it comes down to timing. Like, I can never remember these motivational quotes. Like you guys asked me this morning, I was just going back to like football quotes, you know, but then those are not motivational. Those are just like really awesome quotes by some fabulous managers over the years. But for me, it comes down to the timing. Like sometimes you can be scrolling through Instagram and there will be like 15 motivational quotes that's on your feed, but there will be that one that kind of resonates with you because of something that you're feeling in that moment and at that time. So maybe it sticks with you for a day, or maybe it sticks with you for 2 weeks as you go through this crisis or something like that. But then after that, it just kind of disappears from my head. So for me, I think it comes down to timing and that message actually speaking out to you. But to filter from all the thousands of motivational quotes online that might come on your Instagram feed, and of course, you know, people who don't know what to post, I mean, don't have a caption for their photographs on Instagram, and then they just pluck out a motivational quote.
BradyQuote.com.
Yeah, and do that too. So for me, I think it's all about timing.
So would you say then that the problem, it goes a little bit deeper than the quote? It's like, in some ways, we crave the end result of what the quote is.
No, I think the quote works because it works for those like short bursts of time. Like you're feeling down and then a quote comes along and says, you know, you can do this or whatever. And then you feel good for that specific moment without addressing the actual problem and what's wrong. So that's the issue. You know, if you are feeling down and you're having a bad day and then you see a quote that goes like, you can conquer the world or whatever, go out there, the world's your oyster.
Oh, this too shall pass.
Yeah. It's for me, it's like, yeah, okay. Chill. I want to, you know, have a coffee in a quiet cafe and maybe read a book. And
I want to seethe for a bit.
And I want to sleep early today and, you know, get through this. And maybe tomorrow I'll be able to enjoy the sunshine a bit more and, you know, be a better person. But I need to process these things first. I cannot have these, like, distractions. And I feel that's what being, like, you know, more human is instead of... I'm not saying it doesn't help anyone. Again, I'm not saying people should waste away. I'm just saying that sometimes the quotes themselves don't make much sense.
I think you make an interesting point there. The idea, and I put this down to social media and this kind of quote culture or whatever we want to call it. That should be a thing where people see these quotes and they look at it and they may feel fleetingly motivated or whatever without actually dealing with the bigger problem.
The underlying issue.
And they're kind of scrolling through, they're seeing more quotes and they're like, oh, I'll just put off my issues and I'll just put, oh, I feel great because I've seen, oh, I feel, you know. And really what they should be doing is taking time aside and assessing why they feel the way that they do, you know, and not necessarily trying to heal themselves by reading more and more quotes.
Which a lot of these books about motivation make you feel like that's wrong, that you shouldn't be feeling down. And if you are, then you've sort of attracted it to yourself, or you've done it to yourself, or you've brought it upon yourself by doing something or thinking a certain way, which shouldn't be the case. You know, if you are a human being, you're allowed to feel sad. You just need to figure out how to get through that in a healthy way, I guess, and not like an instant, like, flick of my finger, okay, I'm going to go out there and do big things.
Okay, we're going to take a short break because the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Music next. It is The Animals here on with It's My Life on Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Bias-free media. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Viraj.
Audrey Raj.
Of course, our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
We are talking about motivational quotes today, folks, because partly we asked you yesterday what keeps you motivated in times of stress and when things get tough and when the going gets tough, the tough get going, no retreat, no surrender. I'm just throwing them out as they come, you know. So we've asked for some feedback. We've got WhatsApp messages. We've got tweets. And, of course, we have responses over on Instagram. Let's go to WhatsApp first.
Yeah, so this comes from Yao Yang, who says, motivation quotes are a whack job. And then there is...
Just say what you think. You know? Don't hold back.
This comes from Imanina, who says, one of the motivational quotes that I live by is, an idiot with a plan can beat a genius without a plan. Warren Buffett. This quote helps me believing that with proper planning, everyone can reach what they desire in life. And then there is one from CKH who says, this too shall pass. Help me pull through the darkest period of my life.
Looking at Twitter, there's one here from Dilip who says, not a quote, but a motivational movie. The Secret by Rhonda Byrne really helped me when I was at a very low place in my life. There is no such thing as a hopeless situation. Every single circumstance of your life can change. We'll come back to The Secret in just a bit. There's another one here by Wicked Swicket who sent us two, actually. The first one, people leave managers, not companies. And the second one, no matter how good you are always replaceable. Not very motivational.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder.
But like quite real. So here's the thing, right? I find that like the super positive, motivational, you can be better, you are better than this and that. It just, you know, flies over my head.
Yeah.
But the stuff that really accepts me, helps me accept who I am, that's the kind of stuff that resonates with me. I don't know if this is a motivational quote, but this is one of my favorite sayings from Tyrion Lannister, Game of Thrones. And he says, you know, where he's talking about, you know, he says, never forget what you are. The rest of the world will not. Wear it like an armor and it can never be used to hurt you. Remember that?
And then he shot his dad.
But spoilers, yeah, the quote is nice. Spoiler. But you know, I mean, like, if you know what you are and you accept it, right?
Yeah.
Then, you know, nobody can hurt you. People can say what they like. You know, you can laugh it off. You can agree with them and, you know, continue the joke. And it's not going to hurt you in any way. So for me, this kind of... Yeah, so this kind of resonated with me.
Tyrion actually has a lot of good quotes, like a lot of good like dialogue in the show. Yeah,
I've got a couple over on Instagram. Quickly moving away from the man who murders his father. Jacoby has said, "Things that don't kill you make you stronger." I could have timed that better, right? Terrence, action cures fear; inaction creates terror. By Douglas Horton. Zili has said, "I need money to survive, and money doesn't drop from the sky." Split Cure has said, act like a virgin maiden and strike like thunder. I'm not so sure if the two are related. Fifi has said, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. That's a tattoo, apparently, on Hayley Williams. So there you go. Any more Tyrion quotes? Because that was pretty good. Do we have any on the back burner? No. Okay.
I'm not sharing anything with the both of you, no.
Hey, that was good.
You didn't take me seriously.
No, we did take you seriously. But, you know, it was just the way in which he delivered that line.
I just thought about what he did next.
Anybody would think that you host a movie show or something, you know. Right, of course. This isn't just us talking about this. We wanted to get other people's opinions as well because, you know, we can be quite negative and we can be quite cynical about some of the topics that we discuss. And, of course, Sheila Singham believes very, very strongly in this. But we thought, well, okay, well, why don't we go around the office? Why don't we head upstairs to a co-working space and a few other places to try and get some answers? And the question we asked was, do you find motivational quotes useful? And if so, what's your favourite quote? And there were some similar answers. Have a listen.
Yes, it is, if you can relate to it. What I can relate to is from this book called The Four Agreements. One of it, it says, don't take things personally. So whenever I feel like I am going to take something personally, then I will just sort of think of that quote.
Yes, sometimes it does, but sometimes it's a bit too cliche. The quote would be, dark times make the bright times brighter.
Motivational sometimes work for me, especially if I'm having some emotional breakdown. But I would say that I can't remember or think one right now. I actually follow a lot of Instagram pages that like show the quotes and everything.
So it took a fair amount of prompting for some people to name their favourite quotes, and this is something that we'll touch on in a few minutes. Although, we did have one singular dissenter, sorry.
I used to, but I don't anymore, because I see them as the equivalent of fast food for your soul. They give you a quick boost and a shot of sugar, so to speak, but after that, you fall flat. I tend to prefer what you'd call spiritually insightful quotes that basically gives you something to think about and maybe reflect and probably enhance your life in ways that are not so narrow as to what motivational quotes are supposed to do. And I have a problem with that. I mean, what are motivational quotes supposed to do? Put you in a state of positivity? I take a cynical view of motivational quotes as having to fulfill some sort of KPI as in, this is meant to get you going for the day to make more money or to actually make you happier. And I don't know, maybe it's just my natural bent, but I would ask, why do you have to make more money and why do you have to be happier? I mean, as long as you're not hurting anyone. At the moment, I have a quote in Latin, but I wouldn't call it motivational. I can't quite remember in Latin, but the English translation is, if you want peace, prepare for war.
Ooh, that's a Tyrion Lannister quote.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But
yeah.
Going back to that first clip there about some of the quotes that people, you know, don't take this personally, was something that they said is, you know, something they look as being motivational. I mean, if somebody comes up to you and says, don't take this personally, but you smell, you're going to take it personally.
Yeah.
You know, So I don't know how that kind of works. I'm a little bit confused by that.
So you're saying don't use it sort of thing.
Right, exactly. I'm sure there's more context to it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, don't take this personally. It's almost like, I'm not a racist, but...
But maybe what they're trying to say is, if someone says, you know, if you remind yourself, don't take things personally, then, you know, you're kind of like removing all the negative or toxic comments that surround you and kind of just push at doing whatever it is that you're supposed to do or you want to do.
Which
you know?
Is like what Tyrion was saying about wearing a suit of armor, right? Mm-hmm. Everything just kind of bounces off and will no longer harm you.
Mm.
Right.
I also think it depends who it comes from. Like, imagine if, I don't know where I heard this, but someone said, tomorrow's going to bring what tomorrow will bring, which is, if you think about it, it's obvious. Like, yeah, you know, that's what's going to happen. But if that came out of someone who looked like, imagine like in like an 80s Tom Cruise in like a convertible and he said it like smooth, like...
Do it. Do it.
I can't. But if he did it smooth and then he just drove away, you'd be like, yeah, you know, I want to be that guy. It's like so cool. But if the guy who's saying it looked like 90s Tom York with a cigarette or like any decade Al Pacino, you'd be like, you're a nihilist. Mm. You know, tomorrow's going to bring what tomorrow brings. It's nihilistic. So one is like super motivational. The other is you know, complete world anarchy sort of saying. And so it depends who is saying it and how they're saying it as well, even though it's the same quote, I think.
Also imagine that as... You read the horoscopes in the newspapers back in the day, right? That just sounds like it came out of the horoscope section of the newspaper.
Yeah. The obvious, like stating the obvious.
Okay, we should probably take a short break. Music up next from Joe Cocker with Summer in the City, because I feel the need for speed. Where's that from? Top Gun, yep. Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. Shortly, we'll be back. Of course, we are running the question. The question is, you know, do you find these motivational quotes useful? Do they actually motivate you? And what is your favourite motivational quote? And we're not doing this just for fun, although it is fun. We're talking because yesterday we were asking you what keeps you motivated. And one of the mentions was motivational quotes. So we thought we'd have a bit of a chat about it. Of course, when we do come back just after 12:30, we'll have an update from the KLCI at break. And then we're moving on to a story all about the FITSPO movement and how it's backfiring a little bit. We'll be right back here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.